Hi, my name is Randy. Ms. Black, I'm reaching out on a recorded line. This is about an inquiry for the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Hi.
Hi, have you gotten help with that already? Well, let me ask you this. Did you take the Depo Provera shot?
Yes, I'm trying. I don't know because I just got off the phone with somebody, so I don't know if this is the person that I was waiting for to call or not.
What did they? Tell me what happened on the phone call, because I'll make sure. I mean, did they sign any documents with you?
Not yet.
Okay. Because if it was our firm here, we're in Irvine, California, and I do the intakes, but we typically don't necessarily call people back unless you, like, have an intake specialist that you had an appointment to call back on or something like that. Is that possible?
Yeah, they told me somebody was going to call me in the next 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a couple questions. Did you took the Depo, correct?
Yes.
And did you get meningioma from taking the Depo?
Yes.
Oh.
But
what?
I filled out the form. They just had me do it on from Legal Claim Century.
Oh, okay. Okay. I can take your claim, ma'am, Ms. Black. Okay, so my name is Randy Reese. I am on a recorded line, and I do Legal Claim Assistance is one of the firms that works with us. So I do know, I'm from the same company, let's just say that, okay?
Okay.
The folks that would take your intake. Now, do you want to see if you would meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I think I meet the criteria, right?
I'm going to ask you here in a second. That's what we're going to do. Okay. Do you want to see if you meet the criteria?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Not yet.
And you are willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, young lady, you haven't signed documents with another law firm. Is that yes, you're willing to affirm that?
Correct. Yes.
Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And was the meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. You poor thing. Okay. Ms. Black, what was the date of your diagnosis?
June of 2021.
Not even that long ago. Do you remember approximately what day it would have been?
The 10th.
Thank you. And what's your date of birth, young lady?
1/18/1986.
Thank you. And, of course, I am going to be giving you my phone number via text. Again, I told you I'm at Irvine, so the number that I'm going to provide to you, Ms. Black, is going to be my direct line to my desk. Again, it's Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups. And I tell you that so that you'll remember my name, because everybody knows the peanut butter cups, right?
Right.
Okay, good job, young lady. Hold on, I'm sending that text to you right now, and then we'll just continue. Thank you. Okay, voila. Now, continuing on, and by the way, you could feel free to pass on my name or number to anybody else that you might have known that also might have suffered from the Depo. Now, did you use the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And it was not the generic, as far as you know, it was Depo Provera, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And no generic. Now, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within any one of the years that you used it, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to you getting diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera between the following dates, January 1st, 1992, and the present date?
Yes.
And approximately, to the best of your memory, Ms. Black, when did you start using the Depo?
In 2017.
Okay, approximately when? Best, just as best as you can remember.
February.
Would that be the beginning of the month, maybe?
Beginning being like before the 15th of the month, probably.
Okay. What would you say? Do you think like the 10th? Yeah. What do you think?
We could say the. We could go with the 15th.
Okay, you got it. You're fine. It's as best as you can remember. That's what these questions are about, okay? And as best as you can remember, when did you stop using the depot?
June of 2021.
That would have been right before your diagnosis?
You need a date? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's usually how it happens. You ladies, something's wrong. You stop using it. You go to the doctor, and that kind of confirms it. So I apologize. So probably the beginning of June, maybe June 1st would have been you were no longer. Yeah, okay, thank you. And that is of 2021, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the next one, we know you had meningioma. Please confirm your gender for me, Ms. Black.
Female.
And can you please spell your first name for me?
Annika, O as in Onyx, N as in Nancy, I as in Igloo, K as in Kangaroo, A as in Apple, H as in Henry.
Thank you.
O-N-I-K-A-H.
I love that. Thank you. And it is B-L-A-C-K?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And for your email, I like this, fashionista.od@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And have 818-579-6182?
Yes.
Ma'am, is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay. Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Text.
Okay. And do you have a particular time of the day you prefer to be contacted?
Afternoon.
You got it, young lady. And what is your address, please?
18964 Milmore Ave, M-I-L-M-O-R-E Avenue, Carson, California, 90746.
Oh, Melbourne Avenue, right?
Milmore. M as in milk, I as in igloo, L as in Larry, M as in milk, O as in Oscar, R as in Randy.
Ah, you got me. Okay. Oh, okay. So I have one. It came up. So I have one. You're funny too. I love it. 18964 Milmore Avenue in Carson.
Yeah, correct.
And that's in LA County.
Yes.
Okay.
90746.
Is there any apartment?
No.
Okay. I know where you're at. You're over there by that where the Galaxy plays soccer, or used to.
The who?
Galaxy, the soccer. The soccer. LA Galaxy?
Kind of like.
Now,
closer to where the Goodyear blimp is at.
I just saw that thing yesterday out our window.
Yeah.
Down here, and like I say, we're in Irvine, so we're not too far from you.
Okay.
And what is your social security number?
554-916-118.
Thank you, ma'am. And when you got the depot, was it administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by you?
A doctor.
Doctor. And how many times in total do you think you used the depot? Well, you got it probably, what, four times a year? Well, think about this. This will help you a little bit.
Okay.
Go back to when you started using it in 2017. And so you used it for at least 4 years, right?
Yeah, so 4, 8, 16 times.
Yeah, maybe. You did it. Okay, at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll put 16 at least. And then, do you remember the name of the doctor or a staff member or anybody that administered the depot? Can you give me a doctor's name for that?
Dr. Dave Stephanie Davis.
How do you spell her last name?
D-A-B-I-S.
Let me see, Stephanie.
Well, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So people were able to do the shots themselves?
Yeah, there are some people that did actually. They'd go pick it up at Walgreens and self-inject. I don't see that too many times, but yeah.
Okay.
And you said it's Dr. Stephanie, D-A-B-I-S?
D-A-V-I-S, Davis.
Oh, Davis. Mm-hmm. I apologize. I am a little bit.
Okay. It's kind of out where I am.
Okay. And where was she? Is she located? I found her. I think this is her. She's a gynecologist?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I found her. Okay, there she is. Oh, she's all over. She's even down here.
You, Harbor, UCLA?
But she, a lot of these doctors go, she also works at Hoag also.
At home?
At Hoag, Hoag. That's down here in Irvine.
Oh, okay.
Where did you see it? Harbor in L.A.?
Yeah. No, Harbor in Torrance in UCLA. Harbor, UCLA.
Harbor, UCLA. Thank you.
In Torrance.
I found it.
Right next to Carson.
Yeah. There, I know where Torrance is. It used to be that big, the King's Bakery has a big restaurant there.
Yeah.
In Torrance. Have you, did you get your shots at UCLA?
Yes.
Okay. That was the next question. Harbor UCLA Medical Center. Okay. And I'm just copying and pasting if you're wondering why it's quiet. Because the magic of the internet has everything we need right here.
If my phone dies, you'll have to call me back.
I will do
but
that.
If it dies, then just
how much?
My 4%.
You're at 4%? Okay. I'll keep going. Sorry. Okay, and we have Stephanie Davis. I'll be able to copy and paste a lot of this, so it'll be okay. So let me keep going, hopefully. Now, was Stephanie Davis, was she also the one that prescribed you Depo?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just copy and paste. So she administered.
What was the question before that?
Who was the staff member that administered it? It's not always necessarily the same person, meaning
I
that the doctor.
It. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It might have been a nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay, though. Thank you. And they, you didn't have to, and this, you asked me about this. This ties into the self-eject. You didn't have to go to like CVS or anything and pick it up. They had it there for you, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. And like I say, I'm just copying and pasting them. Without rushing it, I'm going it so I don't make mistakes. I do want to try to go as quickly here. Now, what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Did you get a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
CT scan.
Thank you. And was that performed by Dr. Davis as well?
The CT scan?
Yeah, or do, I mean, was she the diagnosing doctor as well?
No. McBride, Dr. Duncan McBride, sorry.
That's okay. And was that still at UCLA?
Yes.
I found him. He's a neurosurgeon.
Harvard.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes. He also has an office in Lomita in Torrance, too. Did you ever see him at his office?
Harbor.
Okay, Harbor. Gotcha. He's got excellent reviews, by the way.
Yep.
Okay, let me just copy and paste then from Harbor. So is Harbor pretty much where, is that pretty much where you went?
Correct.
Okay, good. So then I can copy and paste that several times then. And he was a neurosurgeon. We've got that. And if you do lose service, I would call you back off my 949 number. I guess I'd probably have to end up giving it like 15 or 20 minutes at least for you to get some juice.
Okay, yeah. Did you text me too?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, did you have cancer before you got meningioma? Had you ever been diagnosed with cancer prior to this?
No.
And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
What you mean with comments? For me, I had surgery.
Did you have surgery?
Yeah.
How about radiation?
Yeah.
Okay. And meds, pain meds, anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And was that Dr. McBride as well that treated you for the meningioma?
All right.
Thank you. Quick copy and paste. And again, that was at UCLA Harbor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And you don't think I'm being rude by talking fast, do you?
No, I'm dying.
Okay, that's why I know that. That's why I'm doing this. Okay, good. Okay, we're getting there. We are getting there. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yeah.
And then was that at Harbor?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember the dates that you were hospitalized?
June. Son birthday, June.
Ah, poor girl.
June 15th. June 15th to July 6th.
Oh, you poor thing. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And that's of 2021, correct?
Yes, I'm sorry.
No,
yes.
That's okay. That's okay. All right. Now, please confirm for me that there are medical records that will show this, meaning confirm for me that your medical records do exist.
Yes.
In the event the attorneys can't get them, you will assist and provide them either electronically or by mail, whichever they prefer, okay?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Now, here's the last question. Actually, let me skip back up because I think I did skip one. Let me go back up just to make sure. I think we're looking good. All right. I need an emergency contact. This is basically in the event that we can't get a hold of you that we could call. It wouldn't be to discuss your case, but what we would tell them is, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Ms. Black, but we can't. So all I need is a first name, phone number, and who they are to you.
You can use, can do they have to be 18 or older?
Doesn't matter. Does not matter.
Okay, my daughter Ariana Dorhan. What number first or what?
Just the, I've got her name. Ariana's
okay, Ariana. Erionah.
Okay.
Spell it however.
I got
number,
it. No, we're fine. Number.
840-232-0306.
Thank you. And she's your daughter. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't, like I say, they wouldn't discuss the case or anything like that with her.
Okay.
And how are you doing now? This truly is the last question.
I'm fine.
Okay. I'm doing fine. Do you have anxiety over this?
Yeah. Okay. Like I want to cry, but I don't.
Okay. But okay. That's mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's terrible. Okay. Let me just two more things. I got to copy paste, and then I'll be able to get you the document over to you. And if we should, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
Yeah, but not pertaining to this. But yes,
No. Just in general,
yes.
Because if we lose the call, you've given me enough information here to send the document to you. Okay.
Yeah.
So I just got to finish creating the document is what I'm doing here, and then we'll get it to you. So I did want to tell you that. Okay. Almost there. One more thing I can go up and copy. Okay. And I did text you my contact information. If you have questions or anything, you can always reach out to me, as well as I'm gonna send you the name of the attorneys also, and they
okay.
will be giving you a call and giving you a basically an introductory call here, and that's going to be Pulaski. It's 84, and I'll text you their number. You don't need to write any of this down at the moment. Let me just make sure that it's going to fly for you before I let you off.
Okay.
And it looks like it's going to come. So let me go into my DocuSign, and I'll send the document. It'll come via text as well as to your email. If you
mm-hmm.
have enough juice, text will be the easiest way for you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the document comes, just click on the text. It won't take a lot of juice. Open it up. It's very, very self-explanatory, but what you're going to want to do is just agree to receive documents from me, Randall Reese, electronically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And... okay, here it comes, Ms. Black. It's coming right now.
Okay.
And, all right, spinning on my end.
Got
it. Good. All right, go ahead and open that up.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, like I say, you can always save the questions for later and review the document later if you wish to. But once you've got the document in, you are in the claim, and I will tell you this, there is never going to be any out-of-pocket expense to you. And
okay.
in the event that you are successful, the attorneys take 40% and you get 60%. So it's a good deal for you guys. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
I know it won't make up for what happened to you, but you know what? If it helps, it's so worth it.
Right.
It really is. And
right.
I also appreciate you taking part of the claim because you may actually help some other young lady not have to go through what you did. So, and I see you're doing it. Perfect. And as
yeah.
soon as I get it, and I'm going to send you the text message for Pulaski.
I tried to sign this off.
Do you see, there is a place that says adopt and sign if you are having trouble with the signature. What do you see on your screen?
No, I have, I'm doing it. Just saying, I'm trying to sign this best.
So, okay. You're doing, don't worry about it. You're doing fine.
Okay.
You got it. Okay. I sent you those two texts. I know you may drop the call at any second, but I do want to thank you for, you know, being so patient with me as well. And again, Ms. Black, don't hesitate to reach out to me if you have any additional questions or felt like maybe
I will.
But the attorneys will get a hold of you as well. If they don't get you, they'll leave you a voice message, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am, have a very good Christmas, okay?
Okay, thank you, Randy. You too.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
You too, ma'am. Take care, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye, dear.